Brooklyn has no shortage of places to pick up a cup of coffee, but Batty Ethiopian Kitchen, a traditional Ethiopian eatery in Clinton Hill, offers a unique experience that harkens back to the origins of the caffeinated drink. Coffee has a deep significance in Ethiopian culture, according to Batty's owner Habis Lagesse. The drink is believed to have originated in the country in the 9th century, and legend says that a goat herder first discovered the effects of coffee after witnessing his flock become energized after chewing on the coffee plant, according to Lagesse. Lagesse said she started offering a traditional Ethiopian coffee ceremony, a complex and communal ritual, every Saturday. Although the coffee is traditionally brewed over a coal fire in a clay pot, in more modern versions, like the one at Batty Kitchen, the coffee is brewed over a small, fire grill. The coffee, served black, is then poured into small cups called sini. Often served with popcorn as a side dish, Lagesse said the ceremony can last up to several hours. Coffee is a time of sitting and meeting with your neighbors, your friends, she said. After lunch, you congregate for coffee. It's a time to just relax and catch up with each other. It creates community. The coffee is brewed for several rounds, each carrying its own name and significance. The first round, called a ball, makes the strongest coffee. This round is meant for pleasure. The second round, or tona, produces a milder coffee as it uses the same coffee grounds from the first round. This round is meant to provoke contemplation. The third and final round, baraka, is the weakest coffee and signals the end of the ceremony. This round is meant to bestow a blessing. It can be a whole afternoon affair, Lagesse said of the ceremony. First opened in 2009, Batty Kitchen was born out of Lagesse's desire to start a business that shared her culture. Though she is not a professional chef, Lagesse learned how to properly cook traditional Ethiopian dishes from her older relatives. The menu includes Ethiopian staples like doro wat, a spicy chicken stew, and injera, a flavorful pancake-like bread, as well as a host of vegan options and modern fusions like waffles made from teff, a grain from East Africa. Batty Ethiopian Kitchen in Clinton Hill. Photo: Christopher Edwards for BK Reader. The name, Batty, comes from a region in northern Ethiopia that was known to be a bustling meeting place for young people. After 14 years in Fort Greene, Batty moved from its original location to a larger space between Clinton Hill and Bedford-Stuyvesant in August of 2023. Lagesse said the move was in part to have more space to facilitate events like the traditional Ethiopian coffee ceremony. On Saturday, Batty launched their new brunch menu with a special event featuring a DJ and a henna artist. Guests were treated to a complimentary traditional coffee ceremony, where Lagesse herself brewed the coffee. It's very traditional food for nighttime, but in the daytime, we're giving it a little bit of a modern twist, said Lagesse of Batty's Cuisine. Though Batty offers coffee as a regular menu item, Lagesse said she hopes to perform the ceremony for patrons on Saturdays.